Syracuse wasn't my favorite venue, but warming up, it was a little bit of rough water, and it was hot and muggy like it usually was in Syracuse. And I remember at some point during the warm-up, this feeling of confidence, like we were going to really kick butt that day. But I didn't say anything to the rest of the crew, but I just had this feeling. I don't remember much about the start other than we had the typical Cliff Hearn start at the time, or Husky start, and we were down on all the other crews. After the first 500, we started pulling up on them, and every time they took a flutter, we'd take a power 10 or 20 and would either stay with them or gain on them. And finally, at 1,500 meters, the boat started to really flow, in one of those moments when you really hit the zone and you only get that feeling. I mean, I really can only remember it that way once, and maybe it's just because it was the first time, where the boat is really in the zone and everything's swinging, and it's just like George Pocock would say, eight hearts beating at one, as one. I really felt that in the boat at that point in time. And when we hit 1,500 meters, basically Penn had paid too much, and they died, eventually ending up fifth. And, of course, that's where that picture is in the crew house, where we won by several lengths of open water, which is very unusual at that level, and very unusual because we were a length down in the first 500. Now, having had two kids that went through it and were fairly successful, I think about the contributions that it's made to me and my family. Unbelievable. And some of my best buddies still, after 35 years, are rowers. And it's a very tight group. And, you know, now we're going to weddings where our children are getting married, and we get together quite often, it seems, for those kind of events. But it's just an integral part of my life, has been, and I'm sure that it'll be the same for my children.